What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just 2 hours before a strike authorization vote was set to begin, unionized healthcare workers at Kaleida Health have reached a 3-year tentative agreement. Debbie Hayes is upstate director for CWA, joining us live this morning on WBEN. Debbie, how did this all come together?
Well, we're actually still at the bargaining table tying up loose ends. We started Monday at 9 a.m. and we're still working, so we have an almost 21-hour bargaining session that we're at the tail end of. We were able, through this long bargaining session, to tie up some issues in our staffing proposal and then the rest of our economic package.
Is it really a matter of neither side wanted to get to the point of this strike authorization vote, and this was a pretty big deadline for you?
Well, I think it's fair to say that we don't want to have to do the strike vote if it wasn't necessary. And we got to a point yesterday where we realized that we really did have a framework for an agreement. There are times that once you realize you have the framework, there's a lot of details and back and forth that have to be accomplished. But I think the looming strike vote deadline definitely puts some pressure on both parties to get it done.
Staffing has been a major issue. Can you talk at all about how this has been resolved?
We can't really talk too much about the specific terms of the agreement because we like to put it in our members' hands first and have them do a ratification vote on it. I can tell you that in addition to strengthening some of our ratios, enforcement language was a really big issue for us, and the union accomplished our goals.
There had to be a switch in mediation, right, because of government budget cuts. How did that work, and how did that maybe put a snag or, in the end, help both sides reach this agreement?
Well, we were fortunate because you're absolutely right. The cuts to the FMCS, Federal Mediation and Conciliation Services, that provides us with mediation services was dramatically cut, and we lost our mediator within our first month of negotiations. We had to hire a mediator privately to come in, and it cost us a few bucks divided between the three parties to do that. but we were able to retain the services of a federal mediator that we have worked through several contracts with, a very excellent mediator who really helped bring the parties together on some key issues.
Debbie, you've been at the forefront on the bargaining. You've been through this multiple times before over the years. How much of a relief is it to get to this point, to get to a tentative agreement?
It's always a relief to get to a tentative agreement, and because there is a lot of pressure riding on the bargaining committee to bring back an agreement that we know or believe that our members will ratify and that we can recommend that they ratify. So this is an agreement that we're very proud of, that we will be recommending that the members ratify when we do our ratification vote a little bit later this month.
It's a 3-year agreement. Is that what you were aiming for? Is that about what we should expect? Should we have been hoping for something longer, or does 3 years sound right to you?
Yeah, 3 years sounds right to us. With some employers, we negotiate a little bit longer time frames, but the contracts between CWA 1199 SEIU and Kaleida Health tend to run about 3 years. So we think that's just about a perfect duration.
Well, Debbie, thanks so much for being with us. I think you've been up for over 24 hours. I appreciate the time this morning, and we'll continue to follow the ratification process.
All right. Thank you very much, Susan and Brian, for having me on.
Debbie Hayes, Upstate Director of CWA, 8,000 healthcare workers at Buffalo General, Oshai Children's Hospital, Millard Fillmore Suburban, and various other clinics, now covered by a tentative 3-year agreement.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.